Well, if you're heading out or coming back from your morning workout, our next story is about a new take on that routine. It's a workout that combines yoga with rave music, sober dancing, in the morning. WBUR's Rachel Paste tells us how it works.
50 people, ranging from age 18 to 60, line up their yoga mats at Club Oberon in Harvard Square. They're wearing what you'd expect: leggings, shorts, athletic tank tops, and t-shirts. But there are some things you might not expect. Glitter, neon face paint, and glow sticks. For most, this is their introduction to rave yoga.
My name is Sarah Bowman. I live in Salem. So far, it seems pretty great. I like the music. Everybody's super glowy. And I don't know, it looks like fun. I've never done anything that has combined rave music and yoga before. I've done each thing independently, but not together.
And there are more men than you might find at most yoga classes. Yorian Timmer is one of them.
I like good loud music and yoga, so I think this'll work well.
Yoga raves have popped up across the globe, from Argentina to Thailand, as alternatives to the drug-fueled parties that keep people out well past sunrise. The movement spread to the U.S., from California to New York, and now to Boston, where most of the rave options are early morning, before work events. The inspiration for this event is a little different than most.
I was at a concert with the Icelandic band Sigur Rós, and they're really well known for doing amazing concerts with beautiful lights.
David Magone is a longtime yoga practitioner and a 15-year teacher of his own form of yoga.
I was at the show and I was really inspired, and I thought it would be so much fun to do yoga in that type of environment.
Magone's classes have been named the best in Boston by Boston Magazine, and his studio is listed among the top 25 in the world by Travel and Leisure magazine. Magone is committed to his regular classes, stressing the combination of physical practice and meditation. And he says he's excited to shake things up a bit.
If you're simply trying to reduce some of the stress in your daily life and you want to be able to practice in a modern context, then I think it's totally cool to move a little bit and have fun, and even to dance while you're practicing, because personally, you know, it's just my view, but I don't see any problem at all with grooving a little bit while you're doing some yoga.
Magone says that's why he hopes to host more events like this. And the crowd also seems to support grooving while doing yoga. Donna Hughes of Brookline says it's a great alternative to traditional classes.
I think they serve different purposes. Sometimes you get strength from the music and sometimes you get strength internally. I think it just depends on what you want when you show up.
What I wanted was a party. Yeah, yeah, I got it.
Like most yoga classes, this one ends with everyone in corpse poses, releasing their thoughts and stresses with deep breathing and meditation. But there's a twist, as glitter confetti drops from above.
That's certainly a first for me, and probably for most people. I didn't know what the hell was going on. So you're not supposed to open your eyes in Shavasana, but you have to kind of look, and then you see it all coming down from the ceiling, which is a really cool kind of a hypnotic visual effect. So that was a very nice touch.
Yuri and Timmer and everyone else leave with smiles on their faces, which Magone says is the point of yoga.
I'm not really sure it matters how you practice. As long as you're feeling better at the end of it, and as long as that better feeling helps you to benefit yourself and others, then I think that's a wonderful practice, no matter how it's presented.
All that really matters, Magone says, is you finding a way to calm destructive emotional states. So, yoga and raving. Tranquility, peace, balance, and throbbing bass lines. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Rachel Paste. Namaste.